Hello, bonjour. You are currently listening to La Bonne Heure here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Valley, like a valley, but spelled a little bit differently, and I will be your host for the next hour or so. Today, we're going to be chatting to Mitch, who is from the band Ocean Alley. You may have heard them recently, or less recently if you've been a fan for a while, but I think one of their songs been making a little bit of a comeback. Their song Confidence has been all over my For You page recently. But for those of you who have been listening for a while, you'll know they were here in September of 2023. They were playing at the Malkin Bowl. And last week, I got to chat to their opening band on that tour, which was Juice. And they'll be coming back again this year. Well, next, kind of next year, kind of this year, 2024. But more on that in just a minute. Before we get started with chatting with Mitch, though, I am going to play that song that has been really all over. And for good measure, it's a great song and it really gets you in a dancing mood and in a good spirit. I will say it is very nice to listen to songs like this, especially when it is a bit cloudy outside, because it just makes it feel less cloudy. And so with that, here is Confidence by Ocean Alley.
Thank you. Hello.
Mitch, how are you?
Good. How you going?
Pretty good. Yeah,
Yeah,
different time. It's almost nighttime for me, so.
it's 11 a.m. here, so
Oh, so you're technically in my future.
it's 11 a.m. on Wednesday here.
Wow. How is the
Yeah.
future? How's it looking? Are things
It's
okay?
really hot, actually. I don't know if you can tell, but I've been sweating.
I'm quite jealous actually, because here it's been really cold. So I've got a few startup questions for you, and then we can talk a little bit more about music and the big tour that you guys announced yesterday.
Yes, it.
I was wondering if first you could just say maybe what your role in the band is, just a little bit about you.
Yeah, my name's Mitch. I play guitar in the band, one of three guitarists. Yeah, we're a band that started in Sydney, Australia. We were all friends before we were bandmates, and we grew up together, and then started writing music together, and now we're touring the world, playing it to heaps of other people. Pretty fun.
So exciting. I was wondering, I like asking questions based off of band names. I was wondering if you had a favorite ocean.
The Southern Ocean, I guess, which sort of surrounds the bottom of Australia. I've spent some time sailing down near Hobart as well, so I've spent some time on a boat out in the ocean there, so maybe I'll just say that one.
Okay, beautiful. I used to live I lived in the Seychelles, so
Oh, cool.
a lot of sailing, and one of my dreams when I was a little girl was always to sail from the Seychelles to the Great Barrier Reef so that I could see all the fish. So
Nice.
maybe one day I'll
Yeah,
ship
but,
or pass in the night.
yeah, exactly. Possibly.
Do you have a favorite alleyway?
We used to do a bit of skateboarding when we were like proper kids around where we grew up. So, we've spent a couple of times in alleyways, just skateboarding off stairs and stuff like that around where we live. But I've got one that's in mind. It's in Mona Vale, which is a place where I grew up. But I mean, no one will know what it is. So, but yeah, I guess that's where the name sort of came from. We had a song that we listened to that was called Tin Pan Alley, so by Stevie Ray Vaughan. And so we borrowed that name for part of our name.
When it all gets done, thinking who I'll be, what have I become? If I strike the match and I let it burn, will I still feel numb? Cause I've tried my best just to work it out, but I still feel dumb. What have I become? What have I become? What have I become?
For those of you that tuned in last week, you would have heard me chatting with members of a band called Juice, Kamau, and Ben. And while chatting to them, I kind of told them that the same day I was going to be chatting to Mitch from Ocean Alley, which they were very excited about because they had actually opened for Ocean Alley when they were here in Vancouver in September. And so I tried to get their help to ask Ocean Alley a couple of sneaky questions. For those of you that need a reminder, here is what was said.
Did some supporting over the past year and some change, and one of the bands that you were supporting is Ocean Alley, which the craziest coincidence, and I didn't even know the correlation until, you know, I started doing research for these. I'm interviewing them later on today.
Yo, say what's up for us. That's great.
I need you guys to tell me some like really niche that maybe happened on tour or that you know about them. So that's what I'm looking for today.
I think it's the nicknames thing for me that sticks out the most. Like they've all got like different nicknames, like Chainsaw,
okay.
Kobe, Crispy Nick. That's good. Call him Crispy Nick.
I'm sure you'd raise some eyebrows if you ask them. If you ask Crispy, why?
So tell me about Crispy. I feel like a lot of the stuff we can't say on.
Fair enough. Don't break the code, band.
But it was such a fun time. Those guys are truly the homies.
Yeah, real gems of people.
So wish them our love for sure.
I will.
Oh. I got one. Okay. All right.
You got one?
Yeah. Ask Tom or Locke about the brown snakes and how his dog is.
Oh, true.
Ask him about the brown snakes, brown snake issue in Australia.
Okay. I will. Okay, great. Wonderful.
That was good.
So then I got to ask Mitch from Ocean Alley, as the representative of the band, a couple questions about not only nicknames, but also about this so-called brown snake problem that they're currently having in Australia. Have a listen.
A little bit of kind of insider knowledge into the band. I've heard that there are quite a few nicknames going around Ocean Alley. The two that stood out to me that I wanted to hear a bit more about were Chainsaw and Crispy Nick.
Chainsaw? I don't think we quite have anyone called Chainsaw.
Oh,
That's quite funny.
Okay.
So someone's given you some dud info on that one. Chainsaw. Nah, can't think of who that would be. But okay. Crispy is our nickname for Nick. Nick plays bass, and I think one day his name auto-corrected to Chris on his phone on someone's while they were texting a message. So we started calling him Chris, and then we just called him Crispy.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got quite a crispy personality, so it sort of fits.
Fitting nickname. Yeah. And I've heard that there's quite a bad brown snake problem in Australia at the moment that you guys aren't very fond of.
In summer or in springtime, it's mating season for a lot of the snake breeds, and the eastern brown snake is a snake that's one of the top handful of most deadly, most poisonous, venomous snakes in the world. And a bit west of where we're living in the Northern Rivers, there's heaps of them, and a couple of them have been hanging around the house. So we had to get caught the snake catcher and get them to be removed, because I think the poisonous ones are a bit hectic to try and catch yourself.
Wouldn't risk that.
You just got to be careful when you're walking around the bush and have your eyes down to make sure you don't step on one. Mm-hmm. But they don't come and chase you or anything.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear they're not chasing people around. That would be a bit too much. And on that note, A funny coincidence was that this morning I had an interview, which I didn't realize the link between you guys until after everything was scheduled. But I had an interview with Juice, with Kamau and with Ben. So they send their love, and they said that
you guys were
wonderful to work with.
We had a great time touring around America with them and Canada. So we played some really great shows, and they were a joy to play with. We even had a couple of them up on stage during one of our songs. So that was pretty fun, eh?
So speaking of touring around North America, you guys just announced a tour that's going to take you all through the States and then up to Canada, and ending in Vancouver, which is very exciting. We're flattered. Why Vancouver is the ending point? Just because of logistics or because you just love it so, so much?
Well, it's first because we love it so, so much. And every time we go there, we have an amazing show and the people are so lovely. But second is logistics. But I was actually just remembering the show we played in Vancouver with Juice earlier this year. So
the Malkin Bowl.
Malkin Bowl outside. And it was it was the most spectacular afternoon and like the weather just held out and it was really beautiful there amongst all the trees and stuff. So, but we're playing in a different place this time. We are at Doug Mitchell Thunderbird Sports Center.
Thunderbird Arena.
Yeah, we played there before actually and we were supporting Tash Sultana in 2018.
Oh, yeah.
We never played in a venue like that. It's like an ice hockey rink.
It is an ice hockey, but because you guys are coming in the summer, it'll just be concrete. It won't be as exciting. It won't be as cold, which is quite
That's nice. Good. I remember it was pretty cold, yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful. So coming back to Vancouver, coming back to North America, how do you find North American crowds differ from crowds back home in like the Oceania area for you guys?
I don't know. I think we sort of tend to attract a certain type of person kind of anywhere we go.
Mm.
There's a good mix of people that show up to our shows. I mean, once there's young people dancing to, you know, some rock and roll music, it pretty much feels pretty close to the same. Yeah, everyone's always so lovely and enthusiastic and they're buying merchandise. And yeah, we just have a good time anywhere we play, really. It's not much different for us.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Do you find that there's a specific song that's really well received by the audience?
Some of our more well-known songs are definitely received, Yellow Mellow and Confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I think we didn't play Yellow Mellow one time and people were quite pissed off. So yeah, we just give the people what they want. But I really like Knees as well. That's an older one. And then the newer ones are super fun to play too. I really like West Coast. I think that's pretty cool and pretty fun.
What can people expect when they come to your shows? Is it kind of a mix of newer music or is it kind of give the people what you want, but do you guys try to balance it out a bit or just play your favorites?
We definitely try and balance it out. We prefer to play the our newer songs anyway. It's just more interesting for us. Mm-hmm. But it's the older stuff so well received that we make sure there's a sprinkling of that in there. And yeah, we've got a big lighting guy coming with us and we've got all the bells and whistles. So hopefully we can get enough people down to those big shows to make it look really sick and have a good time.
From the sky, it's not a streamer. It's time to grow up.
So you're mentioning, you know, bigger shows. If you could have any like prop, you know, go crazy with it. Anything's possible. You have unlimited baggage space on the aeroplane. What cool prop would you think would look really great on your guys' stage set?
We've recently had some chandeliers that were built by our lighting director. I don't think they're going to be able to make it over, but like maybe a cool hanging spinning light thing, or we've always wanted lasers, but they're really expensive. So we sort of just done without for so many years. And we've mucked around with a little bit of pyro, but I guess some flames on stage is always pretty fun for those bigger moments.
I think as I was saying the question, I thought of like maybe like a giant lava lamp would look really
cool.
That
could be cool, actually. Yeah.
Especially with some of your music, I feel like it would really fit the vibe. So
yeah, true.
Try and see if you can fit that in your suitcase.
We'll find a way. Maybe we can just buy 1,000 tiny lava lamps and just set them up the back.
There you go. There you go. And so coming to Vancouver, do you think you guys are gonna, you know, have some time to explore the city, or because it is your last stop, or do you think you're gonna be in and out?
It's always quite a different experience sort of traveling around the way we do, because you don't really get to spend a lot of time in one spot, and there's pros and cons to that, because you get to see a lot of different places, but you never really get to sort of settle into any one place. It's just a different vibe, and you know, it feels crazy just being in all these different cultures along the way and stuff. But yeah, unfortunately, most of the time we don't have too much time off. But if we ever get an opportunity, we kind of try to plan some activity. We're all surfers back home in Australia, so if we ever come across a wave or the opportunity to borrow a board or something, then we normally do that. We might get the chance to go back to the wave pool in Texas. We surfed there earlier this year, which was really fun and a bit of a novelty for us. So yeah, that was really cool.
Is that like indoor surfing?
It's outside, but it's in a wave pool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's a wave pool in Texas, in the middle of Texas.
Okay.
And it's pretty fun. It's quite a weird experience.
Yeah.
But we know there's some surfing around Vancouver area, especially out in
Tofino
and all of that. So yeah, if we've got time, we might hang around. Otherwise, we just have to enjoy the sights and the sounds of the city, which we love to do as well.
Yeah, fair enough. If you guys want to borrow any camping gear, let me know, and you guys can head out to Tofino for a couple of days.
Yeah, if we've got a couple of days, maybe. But camping's a bit of a stretch on tour.
but it's your last stop.
Yeah, true.
Just extend the flight home, you know, just keep kicking it back. If you could spend, so you're saying, you know, you kind of go from one place to the next, picturing this upcoming tour, if there are any of those towns that you're hitting, if there was one that you could spend longer, maybe let's say like a week in, which one would you be really interested in spending some time in?
I love California. Mm-hmm. I love San Francisco. But I haven't spent a lot of time in Florida, so maybe I'd like to just I've been to Orlando once for one day. So we're playing in Tampa, it says here. And maybe it'd be cool to just check it out, because I haven't been there very often.
Is there surfing in Florida? Well, they're surrounded by the ocean, aren't they?
Yeah, there's some kind of beach there. So it just depends what side you're on, I think. But beach is pretty cool. I'd love to have a week in each of these places, you know. So it's pretty cool.
Very cool. Wonderful. And so thinking, you know, your headspace about going on tour, is there anything specific that you're really, really looking forward to about getting back on the road?
We get to catch up with our fantastic American crew. So, you know, we've been with a whole bunch of people many times before. So we've really become great friends, and it's a bit difficult to have them come over to Australia all the time and vice versa to catch up and stuff. So when we go on tour, we love to just, you know, reconnect with our wonderful crew in the US, and yeah, just
just super keen to be, you know, feeling all the love and support from everyone over in North America, you know, buying so many tickets and showing up and having a great night. We're all just so stoked that we get to do it again this year.
Wonderful. Well, we look forward to having you here in Vancouver, of course, and I'm sure all across the continent, they're very excited to have you guys back in town. Thanks for chatting. Awesome.
No worries. Have a lovely day. Thanks a lot.
It was really lovely getting to chat with Mitch from Ocean Alley all about their music, the origins of the band as well. It's really lovely when a band really, well, they grew up together, and a lot of his stories were really about that growing up together and making music together and now going and touring around the world together and coming to us here in Vancouver. That'll be next year, so 2024, and it'll be July 6th, which I believe is a Saturday. Yes, I was right. July 6th at the Thunderbird Arena, that is here on the UBC campus. So you can stop by the CITR station and then go straight to the show or vice versa. if you guys want to come say hello after the show. And with that, I'm going to play one last song by Ocean Alley. As Mitch said, people get upset when they don't hear Yellow Mellow. So I really took that into account when planning this show today. So I'm definitely going to make sure to play that just in case, you know, people get upset. So giving the people what they want, here is Yellow Mellow by Ocean Alley, after which I will say goodbye. Have a wonderful rest of your day, evening, night, wherever you're tuning in from. Thank you for listening to La Bonne Heure here on CITR 101.9 FM. And I will see you guys soon. Here it is, Yellow Mellow by Ocean Alley. My Valentine.